There is a strange relationship between God's justice and his mercy. People tend to fall on either side, that God is all justice and he never has mercy except occasionally, or that God is so merciful that he has no justice at all, doesn't punish anything, he's the kindest, nicest person on the earth, and allows all sin and evil is okay, and we struggle to find the line between both. I think at the end of the day, only the Holy Spirit can truly show us how that best works. One of the greatest works to help us understand this is the Diary of Divine Mercy by Saint Maria Faustina, whose saint presents us with what she saw in hell. In that book, she speaks about that interplay between justice and mercy, that God is always giving us opportunities to partake of his mercy. He's offering that to us, although the default is his justice. So he gives us that warning that if we do not take advantage of the day of mercy, we will have to face his justice. And that is where we come to us. We have the great mercy of being able to tell other people about his justice, that hell exists. One of the details from her visions is that many of those that were there were people that did not believe that hell exists. So as believing Catholics, we need to share with others, hey, there is a hell, and if you don't change, you might end up there. So let's hear directly from her what she saw and what she has to teach us. Today, I was led by an angel to the chasms of hell. It is a place of great torture. How awesomely large and extensive it is. The kinds of tortures I saw. The first torture that constitutes the hell is the loss of God. The second is perpetual remorse of conscience. The third is that one's condition will never change. The fourth is the fire that will penetrate the soul without destroying it. A terrible suffering, since it is purely spiritual fire lit by God's anger. The fifth torture is continual darkness and a terrible, suffocating smell. And despite the darkness, the devils and the souls of the damned see each other and all the evil, both of others and their own. The sixth torture is the constant company of Satan. The seventh torture is horrible despair, hatred of God, vile words, curses, and blasphemies. These are the tortures suffered by all the damned together, but that is not the end of the sufferings. There are special tortures destined for particular souls. These are the torments of the senses. Each soul undergoes terrible and indescribable sufferings related to the manner in which it has sinned. There are caverns and pits of torture where one form of agony differs from another. I would have died at the very sight of these tortures if the omnipotence of God had not supported me. Let the sinner know that he will be tortured throughout all eternity in those senses which he made use of to sin. I am writing this at the command of God so that no soul may find an excuse by saying there is no hell or that nobody has ever been there, and so no one can say what it is like. I, Sister Faustina, by the order of God, have visited the abysses of hell so that I might tell souls about it and testify to its existence. I cannot speak about it now, but I have received a command from God to leave it in writing. The devils were full of hatred for me, but they had to obey me at the command of God. What I have written is but a pale shadow of the things I saw. But I noticed one thing, that most of the souls there are those who disbelieved that there is a hell. When I came to, I could hardly recover from the fright. My friends, it is our duty to learn about our faith, but it is a great mercy to share it. If we want to receive mercy, we must be merciful and share this with others. If you don't know how, just find a simple way. Pray before you share it. Pray a Hail Mary. Pray to the Holy Spirit. And allow the situation to arise. When that door opens and you know it's time to speak, speak simply. My friend, I just want to tell you, God loves you. And there is a hell. So please change. Because when you die, if you're good, you know that you go to heaven. And if you are evil, you know that you will go to hell. Do not ignore the voice of conscience that speaks inside your heart. Speak words like these, are those that the Holy Spirit puts in your mind, whatever is natural to you. And as the scriptures tell us, when we have warned the sinners, even if they do not turn, that will cover a multitude of sins, because God knows how difficult it is to share with those that don't want to hear it. And always, 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 it goes without saying, share humbly, with great love, conviction of the truth, and knowing that God is with you. My friends, thank you for joining me in this day 8. We are almost to the end. I will see you tomorrow in day 9.